What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NHL entry draft is underway, and we haven't talked to him in a while. Hopefully he's spent some quality time on the water. And that is Jez Spires from the Pioneer Press. He covers Wild all season long. Jez, how you been?
I've been great. Wound up sitting, you know, in a hockey locker room a lot of the last 2 days. Last night was tough, I'll admit it. About 4.5 hours sitting there waiting for maybe the Wild were going to move into the first round, but nah, didn't happen. So we watched the first round and you know, saw a couple of Minnesotans get picked and you know, all of that kind of good stuff. But, you know, the Minnesota Wild didn't have a first-round draft pick, and they used their first-round pick last November. They went out and got David Yurecek, who's a former, you know, top 10 pick on defense. He had been in Columbus. Hasn't really panned out yet, but Bill Guerin and his staff are still very confident that this guy is going to become a top-end NHL defenseman. Big kid, a lot of skill. Doesn't quite have the skating ability to be an everyday guy quite yet. But like I said, they're confident in him. He played 6 games with the Wild last year. So when we asked Bill Guerin about not having a first-round pick, he says, we feel like we already picked our first-round guy in getting David Yurecek. Wow. So for whatever reason, Friday night was a long night for Wild fans, you know, waiting for maybe something to happen, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, let's talk about moves have been made. Bill Guerin, even though it didn't have a first-rounder, other moves have been made by the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this was a weird kind of hybrid draft thing that they tried this year where, you know, back in the pandemic, they did everything via Zoom, and some people kind of liked that, and some people still wanted to be in person. Well, this year, you know, normally you go to one arena, and every team in the NHL is there, and the players get called up on stage and all of that. They did this hybrid weird thing this year where a lot of the top players, like 100 of the top players, were in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, at a theater, and they got their name called there, and they went up on stage, but all 32 teams were in their home bases, including, and I thought this was just weird, the Los Angeles Kings, whose home base is literally across the street from this theater in Los Angeles where they were, and still the guys are talking to their picks on Zoom and all of that. Talking to Bill Guerin, talking to some others, they didn't really like it. You know, you lose the ability to just get up and walk over to another table and talk to another general manager and propose a trade and you know, get some ideas out there, you know, tap them on the shoulder, all that. So I don't know if this is going to be the format long term, but the NHL tried it. I don't know if it worked. I don't know if we're going to go back to a more traditional draft next year or what we're going to see. But that really, I think, inhibited some of the trade making that you normally see during the draft, this weird decentralized hybrid kind of thing.
Yeah, and the reviews for what happened in Vegas at the Sphere were, like, it was great. Everybody loved it. I had a great time.
Well, other than the fact that it's approximately, like, 348 degrees in Las Vegas at this time of year.
There you go.
You know, Sphere, though, looks, I haven't been inside it yet, but it looks like an amazing place. And, yeah, you're right. They had a really cool draft last year. You know, I've been to the NHL draft when it was here in the Twin Cities. You know, it is kind of a cool scene where you have all 32 teams there and all that. Sorry, I got some air traffic here. I don't know. I'm on a runway suddenly, but anyway, sorry about that. I think, hey, maybe go back to their traditional thing. And Bill Guerin had a good point, though. He said, it's not about us. It's not about the media. It's about the kids who are being drafted. You know, it's about them having that experience of hearing their name called and having their jersey and seeing their parents there and all of that. So he's absolutely right. I mean, that's the bottom line. Make it a cool experience for the draftees.
Yeah, for sure. And there's no doubt it is a showcase. And a lot of these kids, especially, you know, in the early first round, for all the clubs that have these picks, you know, top 10 picks, these guys, that has to work. I mean, you know, if you don't hit on one of those top picks, you know, that could be big trouble for the GM and the people in charge.
Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, talking to Bill Guerin, he said, he admitted, you know, the draft and free agency can be a time of some pretty big mistakes, you know, and you've got to have a good scouting staff, and he's pretty confident in his group, and you've got to have, you know, a good pro scouting staff who knows what's out there as far as free agency, and that's coming up just, you know, on Tuesday here. Now, with the vibe I'm getting from Bill Guerin, as we look at Tuesday, we look at free agency, you know, there's this idea that all of a sudden, all of that dead cap money from Parisian Suter, all of that's gone. And the Wild suddenly have money to spend, and they're going to go out and go crazy on day one of free agency. The talk we're getting from Bill Guerin more recently is be patient. You know, don't get too excited. Don't expect us to, the term he keeps using is you don't want to blow your brains out on day one, you know, and spend all your money just because you have money. They want to be strategic in a couple ways. Number one, the big priority is you got to re-sign Kirill Kaprizov. He is eligible to be, you know, can negotiate with him exclusively as of Tuesday. They've got a year where they're the only team basically that can talk to him. That's number one. Craig Leopold, their owner, made it very clear almost a year ago. He said, nobody's going to offer him more money. Nobody's going to offer him more years than we're going to do. So they want to wrap him up long term. Now, that doesn't have to be done on July 1st, but that's something that they want to do long term. They want to get him wrapped up. Let's face it. He's the greatest player in Wild history, even with the small sample size we've seen. If this team is going to win a Stanley Cup in the next 5 to 10 years, this is going to be the anchor of it. So that's priority one. Then you need to look at some pieces. You know, do you want to add a forward? Do you want to add a defenseman here and there? Bill Guerin said they're going to add a goaltender. That's definite. Now I'm not thinking they're going to make a huge splash and get a big expensive name, that kind of goaltender. But they do want to add some depth there. And then everybody wants scoring. And the salary cap is going up now. So, weirdly, every team has money to spend, which hasn't always been the case in the past.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of those moves. Some names that are familiar to Wild fans have moved on, Jess.
Yeah, yesterday they traded away Freddie Gaudreau, you know, kind of a depth forward, good middle six kind of forward, and a great guy, you know, and he said it was a bit of a shock to him, you know, in some reports I saw they had just built a house in Edina, you know, that kind of thing, but he got moved to Seattle. And that was primarily a salary cap move. That frees up $2 million that they can go spend elsewhere. You know, so that was the move there. They got rid of Declan Chisholm today. He's been a kind of serviceable sixth or seventh defenseman for this team for the last 2 years after being picked up on waivers. He got moved to Washington today. So, you know, you look at this team, and it's going to be a young team next year. They're looking at five, maybe, you know, as many as five rookies being in the lineup on day one, which is, it's going to be young, it's going to be different, but they really like the makeup they've got and their options on the blue line, even with, you know, going and drafting a young defenseman today that we probably won't see for a couple of years.
Yeah, Jonas Brodino, so we learned, had surgery and may miss the start of the season, and that kind of stands out. You would think, oh boy, you know, you'd get the surgery done as soon as the season ends and be ready to go by camp, but this is something that popped up during off-season training.
Yes, and that's just, you know, shows the seriousness of the injury and the fact that you get the surgery done as soon as you can and you still might not be ready come training camp in September. But, you know, again, they like the depth they have there. I would not be surprised in free agency to see them go out and grab a more veteran defenseman. But you look at, you know, Zeev Bouyam and what he did last year in the playoffs, and they think they can slot him into a spot among the top six defensemen with the Wild. You look at, we mentioned David Juracek. they're very confident that he's ready to play some bigger minutes and take on a bigger role at the NHL level. And then you have stalwarts, like we mentioned, Jonas Brodin, who's going to be coming back. You've got Jared Spurgeon. You've got, you know, Brock Faber, who's going to start that big 8-year contract that he signed. That's going to start this year. So those are going to be the mainstays, obviously, of the back end for this team.
Jez Meyer is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, the NFL or the NHL entry draft continuing. And you mentioned local players and players with Minnesota ties, Minnesota born. One that stood out to me, I've seen him play football, I've seen him play hockey. He is a tremendous all-around athlete. The kid from Edina, Mason West, was selected in the first round, and he is going to play his college hockey at Michigan State. I know you had reported that earlier as well, Jess. He is quite a talent.
One of those kids that, you know, it may have almost cost him a little bit of draft capital. He may have sunk a little bit in the draft just because he is so good at football. I mean, he's going to be the starting quarterback for Edina next year on the football field. And he said he's going to play hockey in the USHL. He wants to go to Fargo. He's going to do that as soon as football season's over. But he's made it clear, hey, I'm a senior in high school. It's my last chance to play under the Friday Night Lights. I'm going to go do that with my buddies before I take off and pursue hockey. Now, he has insisted to everyone that he's going to be a hockey player primarily. He's accepted, you know, a spot at Michigan State. He wants to play college hockey at Michigan State, but I think the fact that he's so good at football may have scared a couple of teams off, and yet he did go in the first round, so that was a good thing. And by the way, there was some confusion last night when it was announced that he was the first round pick. ESPN announced that he was the first ever first rounder out of Edina, and you know, John Buchagross, even on the air, admitted, I'm not sure that's right, but they handed me this card, I'm going to read it, and he read it out loud that, you know, this is the first player from Edina. Turns out that's not true. They've had two more that I could find. Kiefer Bellows, who went, you know, maybe 10 years ago.
Sure.
And then Joe Finley, good-sized player that played at North Dakota. He went, I want to say, right around 2006 or 2007. So Edina, for all its hockey tradition, you know, first-rounders have been rare, but congratulations to Mason West and well-deserving of being a first-round pick.
And I want to get a shout-out to a kid from my backyard, Champlain Park goal-scoring machine, Brett Solomon. Selected 109th overall by the Red Wings in the fourth round. Let's play hockey at a post. Solomon scored 72 goals in his final two seasons with the Rebels and had 4 goals in 8 games in the USHL with Sioux Falls. So congrats to Brent Solomon. By the way, a future Badger as well.
You want to feel old, by the way, Steve. You want to feel like a gray old man. Blake Vanek out of Stillwater, key winger on Stillwater's run to the state championship game last year. He got drafted today. I want to say he went like 93rd overall. Ottawa picked him up. Blake Vanek is the son of Thomas Vanek. You know who it seems like not too many years ago we were talking about his great freshman year for the Gophers. Thomas Vanek, you know, went on to have a fantastic NHL career. Now he's coaching in Stillwater. He's a full-time hockey dad. Well, his son is an NHL draft pick now. So, man, if you want to feel like you're getting a little long in the tooth, there's one for you.
Yeah, that is for sure. Well, Jazz, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update.
Always great to talk hockey, Steve. Have a great night.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press, joining us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coming up following the news and weather at 5, Chris Hine. Lots of news around the Timberwolves, the draft in the rearview mirror. Nas locked in long-term, great news. And the new owners take over. All of that with Chris Hine following the news and weather here on CCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.